ABC Radio Australia.
Well, after opening the Super Rugby season on the road, the Fiji Enduro will be playing at home on Saturday in Lautoka's Churchill Park. Close to 16,000 are expected to turn out for the Super Rugby powerhouse, the Canterbury Crusaders, who made a ruthless return to form last week. The Enduro, meanwhile, are coming off a disappointing loss to the New South Wales Waratahs. However, it's what happened off the field that's concerned head coach Mick Byrne.
There's challenges for each team around the competition. For us, it's probably more so the fact that there's certain ways of things getting done that haven't catered for the fact that there's a non-English speaking team in the competition. And so we've experienced a couple of those. We're working with that, and no doubt we'll certainly be better for it from our end as well. But that sort of challenge is, it's a small one. The biggest challenge is for us is the professionalism of turning up each week, recovery, getting our recovery right, getting our sleep patterns right, getting our eating right, all the new habits that our players are developing. And you know, where we've come from in the last 12 months in that area is very impressive for our boys to have adapted to the professionalism that they've had very little experience.
That was Mick Byrne speaking at a press conference on Tuesday, and those language concerns refer to one of his players who couldn't understand the questions he was being asked by a doctor during a concussion test. He failed as a result, meaning he had to sit out for 12 days. To find out more about that incident, we've brought back Indra Singh, who is the head of news and sport at the Fiji Broadcasting Corporation. Bula Indra.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. This happened, I believe, last week during that really physical encounter with the Waratahs in Melbourne. We heard Mick just before. He was quite emotional about it. He was more subdued there, but particularly after the game in that press conference. Has this been an ongoing concern for the team?
Well, look, this is the first we've heard of it, Carl. And then I totally understand where Mick Byrne is coming from. It is a non-English speaking team that we have got in the comp, and they need to get up to par in terms of, you know, understanding the logistical surroundings. But Mick is too. I mean, there's got to be some leeway or some understanding as to how the teams, particularly from the islands like Fiji, how do they navigate this situation? Because if that's what's happening and the players are failing to understand, then that's what's going to happen, is you're going to start losing players. But on the other hand, I think the Drua will also have to get it together and get their heads together and start working on ways to try and counter this. And perhaps the medical staff, which is very ably led by some of the best physios and doctors that are there, part of the Drua, will need to work with us, the body that's looking after the medical side of things. So both ways. And I think Mick Byrne, the great part was that he said he didn't use that as an excuse for the losses, at least for the loss against the Waratahs last weekend, where he said the wheels just fell off because based on performance. But this is a concern, because if you're going to have this language barrier, that is something that needs to be looked at. It's not a big issue in my from where I am looking at it. It's just the basic communications to try and sort this out.
Yeah, one of the things that caught my ear was that it was rival Super League doctors that were carrying out these tests. Does the Enduro have their own doctor who could maybe do this for the team? Do you know?
Yeah, no, they do have a medical team. It's a full-fledged medical team, and that's what I said. They need to perhaps get back into camp while they are in Fiji this week, re-look at it, re-look at what they want to do, and perhaps get some really good professional advice as to how they can handle these situations themselves. And, of course, in conjunction, liaison with the match day doctor that is appointed, I believe, by the, for every match. And then that's when you come to a conclusion. So, yes, I agree with Mick Byrne, but Drua also play a part in it. And I think we can come to a very good solution and avoid such incidents in the future.
Yeah, well, it does seem like a pretty easy fix, and hopefully they can get that done. On to the on-field stuff. Really physical game against the Waratahs last week. They were probably, I guess, pretty disappointed to lose that one by as big as they did. What did you make of it?
Yeah, look, I mean, at halftime when it was 10-all, and then the second half, they just got blown away by the Tars. I watched that game on telly here, and, at halftime, the Waratahs did say that they have got a game plan, and that is to ruck it and maul it and, use their forwards, and it worked. The Drua, I think the forwards, the skipper, Tevita Ikenavere, is playing some of the best rugby that we've seen the youngster play. He's showing the competition what he's made of. So he's definitely leading the way. The forwards have been in outstanding form. However, the concern lies with the back line. You know, the loss of Vinaya Hambosi, who disciplinary issues resulted in his contract, he terminated. He's off to France. He's playing T14. He's gone. And then they don't have a come back this weekend after injury. They also, Ravolo, who was one of the outstanding midfield backs last year, he hasn't put in a solid shift like he did last season. And then they do not have those wings that, you know, can do the damage that we have seen the Drua do last year from any part of the field. They are practically running in tries from their own 22-meter line. And Hambosi, he was involved in that. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, whatever transpired with that Hambosi, I mean, the Drua, you know, acted and how they acted, that's all for them to deal with. But what I'm saying is our line needs to, if the forwards are doing their job, the back line needs to step up. Because you facing, and the comps are only going to get harder, and you need some dynamic Fijian player to ignite this Drua. And once they get going, I think they will. But most definitely, very lucky to come away with a win against Moana Pacifica in the first round with that last minute try. And then very, very disappointing with that big loss against the Waratahs after having played well in the first 40.
Yeah, look, one of the shining lights, I guess, was Mick. He did praise the physicality from their forwards. A few yellow cards, though, which I guess they'll have to rectify this week. Do you think they'll have enough in the tank to make it competitive against, obviously, a powerhouse like the Crusaders?
Well, you know, the Crusaders did not start very well, and they are slow starters in the competition, and we all know that. But this week they have named a sort of a relatively second-string team. You know, if there's any chance of beating the Crusaders today at the captain's run, that's what the skipper, he can very be talking to his boys and saying, you know, this is the one, we can do it tomorrow. They don't have Richie Moana, who's touted as the best fly half in the Southern Hemisphere. They have rested a couple of the others, but they do have some good firepower in terms of Sevu Reese, the Fijian wing, and then they've got the Barrett, the skipper. So it will be Havili is there. So, you know, the Fijians, it will be all about believing in themselves. Once they can believe in themselves, cut out that indiscipline, I think they can stand a chance.
You're listening to the Friday Sports Edition of Pacific Beat. I'm talking with FBC sports journalist and head of news, Indra Singh, and we're discussing the Fijian Drua's homecoming this weekend. Indra, speaking of that homecoming, it's the first home game of the season. Look, I'm sure you've been on the ground there. You're probably amongst it all. Is everyone excited for the game?
Oh, most definitely. The Crusaders, prior to the Drua joining the competition, the Crusaders had the biggest following in Fiji out of all the Super Rugby teams. So this week, it's you know, everyone's excited. The ticket sales picking up. That's what we've been told.
That's interesting. So, is it officially sold out yet?
No, not yet, mate. It's not sold out. There's still tickets available, and people can still get that for tomorrow's match.
Yeah, interesting. Okay. And I suppose one of the other things that came out of the press release that I was reading yesterday is that the return of the Drua captain, Darren Alungi, he'll be in uniform, along with a familiar face, Erani Sau, who I believe they call the Sledgehammer. Do you think those guys will give a boost to the side?
Oh, most definitely. If the Sledgehammer can put in a performance that he did a few seasons ago in the World Rugby 7 Series and he got snapped up by a French club for T14, most definitely, it's going to ignite this backline. You know, but one player who's really stood out for this backline has been Issa Fomasi. He's come in from the Olympics to the Rugby League and now back to Union. He's been in sensational form, and he'll hold key tomorrow against the Crusaders.
Fantastic. Now, before we go, Indra, I just wanted to get your thoughts. I don't know about you, but I spent all last weekend on the couch watching the Super Rugby Sevens in Vancouver. I guess when you weigh things up, it was probably another disappointing finish for Fiji, for both the men and women. What did you make of that?
Yeah, I think, Carl, we spoke about this. You know, Fiji needed to win this tournament. Mm. Why? Because they haven't done so this season. They haven't won a tournament. They played in one final. And guess who's taken them down again? Their bogey team, Argentina.
Yep.
So Las Palmas. And look, it's not Fiji. It's just the way... You know, Santiago Gomez Corra has improved his team, and Argentina over the years have kept them a great team. Fiji's biggest downfall, and it's been admitted too by coach Ben Gollings when questioned by media, has been that we're giving opposition and referees, you know, a reason to, you know, take us down. You look at the discipline factor during the game, the players who are verbally, you know, are taking on the opposition. That doesn't help. You're just playing right into the hands of the opposition. I mean, you have a superstar like Jerry Tuai who is doing great work. Unfortunately, the guy didn't have the full, the result that he wanted. But a couple of players that Ben will definitely need to look at is that, and also the yellow card situations. And again, discipline factor coming back in. However, on the other hand, Fiji Rugby Union has now said they might reach out to Ben Ryan and try and get him on board in some capacity in the future to help the side. So that will be something that will get fans a bit excited. Ben Ryan, he got us our first Olympic gold medal. So will he be able to come across? He's helping. He's part of the Brentford football side in the English Premier League. So it all depends on his availability. But yeah, I mean, as we spoke last time, that they needed to do something. They haven't. So the pressure is on for Hong Kong.
Yeah, I've heard Ben Ryan's name floating around. I've also heard there's going to be a performance review undertaken between now and Hong Kong. It'll be very interesting to see how things look between now and then. I think that's about 25 days away. Indra, thank you as always for joining us on Pacific Beat, and we'll be watching with eyes peeled to see how the Indra go this weekend.
No worries, Carl. We'll definitely be keeping a close tab and we'll speak soon, I'm pretty sure, about more of the Drua and the Sevens.
All the best, mate. That was Indra Singh, Head of News and Sport at the Fiji Broadcasting Corporation.